Generation Z, adults between 18 and 24, is the group most likely to skip getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Recent polls show that more than 20% of Gen Zers are adamant against getting inoculated. Another 34% say they'll wait and see. Let's dig into this with Nicholas Florco. He's a Washington correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Nicholas, what are some of the reasons why 18 to 24-year-olds are hesitant to get the vaccine?
So two of the most common reasons that I heard from young people were, one, there was this concern over and over again, especially among young women, that getting vaccinated would impact their fertility down the road. So I should say definitively first, there is no data to suggest that the vaccine will impact fertility, and the leading medical associations in this field do still recommend getting vaccinated. But for Gen Z, this is a big issue. They're hearing this rumor repeated among their peers that vaccines could impact fertility, but no one reputable is taking the time to walk them through why that claim doesn't hold up. And you can imagine why this might be a much bigger concern for an 18-year-old rather than a 70-year-old or even a 40-year-old who may not be planning to have children. The other was that young people simply are worried about the immediate vaccine side effects. It's been well documented that young people often do have symptoms like fever or a headache after their shot, especially after their second shot. And that's totally normal and healthy. But young people want to know how likely they are to get sick and if it's going to keep them out of work or out of class, because these things are important to a student or a young adult who's living paycheck to paycheck.
You actually write that there's almost no messaging tailored to them from federal or state public health officials on the places where they are, like TikTok, for instance. Is that changing? What are the ways health officials are targeting their messaging?
It's changing, but it's changing really slowly. Even public health officials that I talked to said that, you know, this is a demographic that they've largely missed. But we are seeing, for example, the Biden administration has rolled out this sweeping new public relations campaign called the COVID Community Corps, where they're going to use community groups to spread vaccine positive messages. And we are seeing a number of groups joining that are focusing on Gen Z. We're seeing, too, young people using those platforms that you mentioned themselves, recording personal pleas, explaining why they got vaccinated, what it was like. And that information is going a long way towards getting people more comfortable with the vaccine.
As we move towards this aspiration of herd immunity, I mean, you basically say time is running out, even though Gen Zers aren't as likely to get very sick from COVID-19 as older people. They do hold an important part of beating this thing.
They do. I mean, first and foremost, unvaccinated people are fueling the major spike of COVID-19 cases in the Midwest, unvaccinated young people, rather. So vaccination rates among young people clearly do have an impact on our ability to contain the pandemic. I mean, we don't want to be in a position this fall, for example, where colleges open up in person and there are pockets of outbreaks on various college campuses around the country. And if I could just say, too, there is this common refrain that young people don't typically get gravely ill from COVID-19, but increasingly we are seeing young people showing up in emergency rooms and ICUs with life-threatening symptoms. And experts believe this is thanks to the spread of certain variants of COVID-19. And so it really, really is important for young people to get vaccinated, even though there was this prevailing thought that young people won't get sick.
Nicholas Florco is a Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT. Nick, thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you so much.